Hi, Kitty Wink listeners.
I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Juliana. Glad you're all here for story time.
Okay, open-hearted, playful, and intelligent listeners, this is episode number 4. This story highlights the number 4 and the letter D.
Thanks for listening and being part of the Kitty Wink crew with us and our octopus pal, Ozzy. Are we ready to guess the animal in the story?
Let's go.
Okay, here are the 3 clues. Number 1, this animal can fly, but also loves to swim in ponds, rivers, and streams. Number 2, they have a mouth called a bill that is usually yellow or black. And number 3, they make a quack, quack, quack sound.
I think I know. Listeners, what do you think it is? Is it a duck?
That is a great guess. It is a duck, and it's actually about ducklings, which are baby ducks.
Oh. Enjoy a Kitty Wink story from us. It's time to listen, and then we'll discuss.
Yahoo! Let's go!
Dylan the duckling lived with her parents and 6 siblings in a wonderfully lush Midwestern pond. She had a blast swimming, eating, and playing with everyone in her flock, but especially loved her time spent flying with her darling brother, Dusty. The summer air was so warm against their wings, and together they would soar up high, 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 and come flapping down, 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 finally splashing into the beautiful pond they call home.
Splash!
Dylan happily spent day after day searching new corners of the sky with Dusty, snacking on little aquatic plants and yummy insects with her parents, and paddling around the pond with her other siblings. That was until one morning when things started to feel different.
Different how?
Well, Dylan woke up from her huddled family and noticed a fresh new crispness in the air. As she flew around the pond with Dusty, they both noticed the leaves on the trees were not just green anymore. As if by magic, the leaves were changing colors.
Oh, pretty.
Yeah, Dylan saw 4 new beautiful colors on the leaves. Red, brown, yellow, and orange. Orange happened to be Dylan's favorite color. Colors add so much beauty to this world, and that's why Dylan was so excited to see the leaves change.
I love seeing the leaves change.
I do too. I'm so happy we live in the Midwest. That night in the pond, Dylan and Dusty were telling their siblings all about what they saw. Just then, their parents came over and called a family meeting. Daddy Duck informed the ducklings that the new crispness in the air and the leaves changing colors were signs that a new season was coming.
Oh, I love seasons. A season is a specific time of the year that's defined based on changes in the weather and how much sunshine there is in the day.
Exactly. There are 4 seasons altogether, and we have seasons because the Earth is always moving, orbiting around the sun.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's cool.
And Daddy Duck was letting his ducklings know that the crispness in the morning air and the leaves changing colors were both signs that the seasons were starting to change.
That is exactly right. Daddy Duck told his ducklings that summer was coming to an end and fall was beginning.
I love fall.
I do too. After the fall came the
winter.
And then the spring. Daddy explained that when winter came to their Midwestern home, it would bring shorter days, longer nights, cold air, snow, and ice.
Brr.
Yeah. This would make eating, flying, and sleeping very difficult. To avoid the winter, they would fly to a new pond in a place called Florida.
Oh, good idea.
Mama Duck asked everyone to please pick a flying partner. Naturally, Dylan picked her brother Dusty as her flying partner. The night before the duck family was set to take off for Florida, the 6 fluffy ducklings were finding it very hard to fall asleep. They were nervous and excited, which made sleeping pretty tricky. Dylan found sleeping especially difficult. She just loved the beautiful changing leaves, especially the orange leaves. She wanted to stay and watch more leaves change colors.
Oh, I get that.
Yeah, and sometimes it's hard to leave something you love. Mm-hmm. Dylan soon started to think about what she loved the most and that she knew without a doubt in her mind. Dylan loved her amazing duck-loving parents, her best flying buddy, brother Dusty, and her other wonderful siblings. She loved her family more than anything in the sky or on the earth. With that thought in her sleepy head, Dylan finally calmed down and fell asleep, swimming slowly in their pond.
Wait a second. Swimming while asleep?
Yes. Isn't that so interesting?
Yeah.
Ducks and ducklings sleep floating in water. They really are amazing creatures. And in the morning, right as the big round sun was making its entrance, Dylan, Dusty, and the rest of the family huddled together, wished each other safe travels, and took flight. Once they were all in the air, close to the clouds, Dad instructed all of the ducklings to form the letter V in the sky.
Oh, the letter V.
Yeah, he told them that flying in the letter V helped him to see everyone quickly when he looked back from the front. Mama also assigned each of the ducklings with a number from 1 to 6. Dusty was assigned the number 3. And Lindsay, do you have any guesses on who was assigned to the number 4?
I bet it was Dylan.
Yes, it was Dylan. He got the number 4. Every so often, Dad looked back to make sure everyone was still flying in a V, and Mom would ask for a duckling countdown. Each duckling would take turns saying their number.
6, 5, 2, 1. Wait a second. Where did Dusty, 3, and Dylan, 4, fly off to?
Daddy Duck could not find them in the V, and the family had to quickly turn around and look back for Dylan and Dusty before they flew too far ahead. The Duck family looked to their left and to their right, but they did not see Dylan or Dusty.
Oh, no.
I know. Oh, but then they heard a duckling laugh above them. A duckling laugh is like a mix of a giggle and a quack, quack, quack. Listeners, can you try that?
Quack, quack, quack. That's really hard to do.
Yeah, it is very hard. Right away, they knew that Dylan and Dusty were right above them, playing in the clouds. Mama Duck flew into the cloud that was laughing and quickly guided Dylan and Dusty back to the flock. Mama and Daddy Duck were both disappointed in the ducklings for not following directions, but they also knew Dylan and Dusty were the more adventurous and curious of the ducklings in the flock.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah. They loved flying away on their own during the day, and it was never a problem before because they always knew how to find their way back to the pond. Mama told the ducklings the Midwestern pond was not home base anymore. Home base was the flock, and staying together was priority number one. Traveling was new for all the little ducklings, and they now understood how important it was to listen to what their parents told them to do so they could stay safe and stay close to home base.
It's always important to listen to your parents.
And I tell Jay that all the time. Mm-hmm. Dylan and her quacktastic duck family got back into their flying V, and once again, Mama Duck asked for a duckling countdown. This time, all the ducks, especially Dylan and Dusty, were ready to respond.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Good job, ducklings. The rest of their travels went smoothly, and in no time at all, the flock arrived to warm and sun-drenched Florida.
Ah, lovely.
They found a beautiful pond that was surrounded by trees. Trees that had round fruit on them. The round fruit happened to also be Dylan's favorite color, orange.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. The pond was in a grove of orange trees. The oranges reminded Dylan of the orange leaves on the trees they left behind in their pond in the Midwest.
That must have been so comforting for Dylan to see something that reminds her of a place she really loves.
Oh, absolutely. You know, finding similarities helped Dylan to see that what she really loved was always with her. It stayed in her heart. And when she thought about it, she felt happy inside. The flock really did find a perfect place to spend the winter. And as they settled into their new fabulous home, Dylan and Dusty got back to what they liked doing best of all. Soaring high, 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 flapping down, 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 and searching new corners of the sky.
And that's the end.
Let's call a kitty wink.
Hi, kitty wink. Can you introduce yourself?
My name's Sienna, and my favorite color is pink, and the shape is a circle.
Your favorite shape is a circle. My favorite color is pink, too. Thank you so much, Sienna, for sharing and being part of the crew. We're so happy that you're here.
Yes, thank you. We're so glad you came on this week's journey with us. And we want to know, Sienna, what was your favorite part of the story?
When they flew in the sky.
I love that part, too. And they got to fly all the way down.
To Florida.
Yes, they did.
That's so awesome.
Did you notice the letter D in the story at all? Yes, she's shaking her
duckling.
Head.
Duckling.
Yes. Duckling starts with D.
What L starts with D?
Dog.
Dog, you're right.
Daddy.
Yep. And what about, was there a Dylan in the story?
Dylan.
Does that start with D?
Mm-hmm.
And Dylan's brother, Dusty?
D.
D. That is a lot of D's.
And then, Sienna, what else? I think we talked a little bit about how many ducks are in the family. You said there are six, which is
six.
Right. Yeah. How many little ducklings?
Four.
You're right.
Yeah.
Okay, Sienna, in the story, do you think the ducklings learned anything?
How to fly and how to swim.
Oh, yeah. They splashed in the water, right?
And they how to get food, too.
Yeah. And was there a part where they were sleeping while they're swimming?
Mm-hmm.
That I think that part's really cool.
It's funny too.
Yeah, I would never be able to sleep in the water.
That would be funny, right?
That would be really funny.
Yeah. And I think that Dusty and Dylan learned that they need to stick to home base, which home base is their flock, right? That was a good lesson.
Yeah. Yep. And again, listen to their parents.
Yeah.
It's a lesson that comes up a whole lot.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Before wrapping up, let's play a Would You Rather. All right, Sienna, would you rather be a duckling or an airplane?
A duckling.
Oh, nice. Tell us why.
Because I want to know how to swim.
Yeah, that would be cool. You have to be able to swim like a duckling.
I would want to be a duckling too because you're so cute and you get to be with your brothers and sisters, right, all day long.
And you get to swim and fly, right? With an airplane, you just fly.
What a cool animal.
Yeah. Okay, thank you so much, Sienna. That was a great answer. And Kitty Wink listeners, I bet you had a great answer too. Now, Sienna, do you have a would you rather question for us and our listeners?
No. Do you have one that you want to make up? No, Lindsay, do you have one for us?
Oh, sure. I always have one. All right. And I'm looking at what you guys are wearing. And my question is, would you rather be wearing a dress or pants and a shirt?
Dress.
Yeah. Sienna's the one wearing a dress right now. Why would you rather wear a dress?
Because I love dresses.
I do too.
You get to twirl around in them, right?
Yeah.
And do you know what letter dress starts with?
G.
Oh, you know what? It kind of sounds like it could be... It could start with a G, but it's actually a D, just like duckling. Dress.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Sienna. What a great answer. D for dress. And listeners, thanks for tuning in as well to episode 4. We cannot wait to be with you again on another episode.
Bye, Sienna. That was so fun to be with all of you and have a conversation with our Kitty Wink guest, Sienna. If you would like to be a Kitty Wink guest, please reach out. We would love to have you.
Yes, we would.
Email us at contactkittywink@gmail.com and check out our Instagram page at Kittywink Crew.
Yes, and we'd love to have artwork from our Kittywinks to share. What do you think the ducklings look like sleeping in the water?
So silly.
Please send it our way, and we might just feature your artwork on our page.
Thanks for letting us share what we love, stories. Please come back next week for a new podcast story adventure. We want to grow our community, so please show us some love by liking, subscribing, and reviewing.
Yes, thank you for that. And remember to love yourself, love others, and spread that love everywhere. Or, as Ozzy would say, lead with your three hearts.
Goodbye.
Go Kitty Wink. Yay!
Stories written and read by Juliana Bria and Lindsay Farley. Original theme by Miriam Mayer. Artwork by Amy Nicholson and Maggie Porter. Find us wherever you get your podcasts. This has been a Kitty Wink Crew production.